Welcome to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, as it were, borrowing one of the lines from my guest today, Pastor Carl. I'm here with a local legend in his own right. Very thankful to have Dr. Samuel Mallett III, a nationally syndicated talk show host and formerly a host of TCT Network Celebrate Live. Also had been on Cumulus Broadcasting for a number of years and in a number of different periodicals, newspapers, for the Ask Dr. Sam column. Welcome, Dr. Sam, to the Voices of Legacy. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, that was a wonderful intro. Matter of fact, I was listening to see who is he talking about.
That guy right there. Well, I hope you're doing all right this morning.
Yes, I am. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, let's just jump right into it. You know, the format of the show is kind of fashioned around legacy, and your influence has been great in this community, and very thankful for your insight when it comes to relationship, finance, and whatnot. But tell us about yourself.
Man, that's a big question. I kind of figured you might ask that.
Oh, yeah. It was coming.
I'm just a mild-mannered reporter from Metropolis, and no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm a guy that, you know, I've been blessed to be able to experience and do a lot of things probably the quote-unquote average person ain't had the ability to do, from speaking in different places, from global travel, an advice columnist, a radio host, television host, personality, and, you know, in all of them have been in front of millions of people. Like you were saying earlier, the TCT Network, I did that about 13 years. We was in front of 100 million plus live every single week. Well, I was doing one show and then another sit-down show. So I was doing 2 to 3 shows a week at that network. And it was a great experience.
And that was Celebrate and Ask Pastor.
Celebrate and TCT Live in Michigan Alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't let me do Ask the Pastor because I wasn't.
Well, you weren't.
But
then.
I was there.
You're qualified now.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
We'll talk about that later.
So they didn't let me do that. Dr. Guy Coons, who just passed a couple of years ago, you know, he said, you got to be a pastor to do that. Okay, Dr. Coons, I'm good. And so I've been blessed to do that. And in the radio show, I've been doing it for about 8 years. You know, that's been a blessing, the Dr. Sam show. We talk on many topics. We've done many interviews from celebrities to folks in the community. And a big part of that is I am a information listening guy. I reflect to understand both sides of the equation. Even if I don't agree with yours, I still need to understand why you think like that. So it's better we could communicate. You know, a while back, I remember James Carville and his wife, Mary, I can't think of her last name. He's a staunch Democratic strategist, and she was Republican strategist. Mm-hmm. And he said one day, because, you know, they have staunch opposing opinions on politics. Uh-huh. But I heard him say one day as a husband, he said, whether I agree with her or not, if she has something to say, I listen and I believe her. Hmm. And I never forgot that. And so that made for me even easier to say, man, if he can do that, and we both know how James Carville is.
Oh, yeah.
If he can understand that concept, so that would be good for me. So I really come from that type of foundation.
Can you share with us how your background has affected your process in life and brought you to where you are right now? Your journey is interesting. I particularly am interested in your missions work around the globe and travel. But how has that brought you to where you are right now?
My first encounter, I could easily say, well, I grew up in church because that's what most people say. Mm-hmm. But really, in my fact, my first foundation was the encounter with God when I was 4 years old. And I remember it today as though it happened yesterday. And God introduced himself to me, a little kid, 4 years old. For some reason, I was able to understand him on a four-year-old level of what I was called. Matter of fact, I was on 2022 Wake Avenue, Bible Way Church, standing in front of the sanctuary, looking up at a big clock and a picture. And I never forgot. He he spoke to me. But I asked the question. I just seen, you know, I'm a little kid. I'm looking at a picture. I said, God, who are you? And he literally heard in an audible him answer me. And ever since then, I believe he did that so he would be the biggest voice in my life. Wow. So ever since then, no matter what I hear on either side, whether some other people say something I believe or don't believe, that experience caused him to be the biggest voice I can hear to this day. And because of that, I wanted to match my life kind of towards the Hibs. To this day, I still do something like, well, what would Jesus do in a situation like this? Or if God could understand and he don't like sin, but he know why people sinning or why they doing good, why can't I learn that?
Yeah.
And that really was the foundation of the way I see the world today, where I love people. I want to hear both sides. I want to do the conversation. Let's talk. You know, I might hate you, Gus, but I love you. No, I'm just kidding. With it. Hate was a strong word, but I want you to feel that. And that's what really started all of that, is that at 4 years old.
So your spiritual encounter led you to a life of service and listening, it seems like, is a theme with your journey. So you're a listener.
Yes.
No, that's great. That's great. So now, as an assistant pastor, which is a big leap, I guess all the experiences that you just described so eloquently led you to a place of serving in a church. How's that transition been for you?
It's been a good one. I'm not used to it yet, because I've been blessed to be able to been in a lot of venues, from being overseas a lot, doing missions, getting selected as represented in a diplomatic capacity from radio. And what it really allows me to do, it's kind of almost a continuation of what I've already been doing. But the one thing I think it the assistant pastorship might add to it is that now it forces me to do some things I did not want to do in that capacity.
Okay.
You know, I'm doing it, but in that capacity.
Yeah.
And so going through the last couple of years, seven of my family members have passed in the last 3 years, including both our mothers to pass. That right there, you know, woke me up. So it actually helped pull me out of that. You know, when stuff happening, you get it in your head and start thinking about it. And I don't get depressed, but it gets heavy. And so being that pastorship helped force me to rise up besides all the other stuff I was doing.
So leaning on your faith.
Yeah, leaning on my faith.
Going through your trauma.
Right.
It's helped you. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Everybody needs something to lean on. Right. I do believe that. As we're moving forward and progressing in this wonderful interview.
Chris, say, I don't know. No.
Oh, my goodness. It seems as though that you've been blessed with the gift, some would say, of gab, but the gift to be able to speak as well. I guess that's been a benefit to you also in your current position as well as your previous. And are you on the air right now, or is that something coming up in the future?
Yeah, that's coming up in the near future. As you know, we've been preparing, you know, going back to the basic, because again, I was doing some things, but for the last 3 years, you know, the 2 years almost, I had to take care of my mother. With my sister and father, you know, brought her out to home, and we took care of her 24 hours a day. So, you know, you had to stop everything, and I became the third shift kid, meaning I was doing third shift care while everybody had, my dad had first shift, my cousin had first and second, you know, all of that good stuff. But what that did allow me, even in answering that with my mother, it opened me up to have even a deeper relationship with her. Me and my mother just never really, we talked but not sat down. But because she was there and I was there, it just, man, I managed probably in 2 years what I didn't accomplish in 40 years talking to my mother. Not that it was bad, but we was there looking at each other, so we talk about a lot of stuff. And that, again, helped me be able to listen to understand people. And one thing I wanted to say in that, added that, one of the most important things to me is I do not take lightly the fact that people trust me. You know, trust me. I care about what they say, how they say it. As you know, I've talked to you quite a few. say what you're going to say. And I might ask you this. out of respect for wanting to understand and get exactly what you're telling me. So if I can answer it, then I can. If not, I need to come back, think about it, and then come back. So that's helped me a great deal.
That's interesting. So it's kind of a balance. And speaking to balance, how are you balancing, I guess, your media engagement, your international missions, the restarting from your sabbatical back to your broadcast duties? And something that we didn't mention, you're a dad.
Yeah, I'm a dad now. I don't ever forget that one.
Times two. That's awesome. How do you find the balance between all of those duties?
I'm a very scheduled individual, meaning I have times for everything. I don't really like when people throw my time off, but I adjust to it because I'm one to believe that if I'm scheduled, I can get a lot more done than I can just kind of winging it. And so I'm very scheduled. That allows me to get a lot of stuff done and deal with my kids now I have and doing the media and stuff. And I have certain times I, you know, do stuff and give myself certain breaks if I pass out from exhaustion.
With the Dr. Sam show, so I'm hearing a lot of spirituality, if that's a good definition for your description of your life and the impetus or the encouragement that you found in your spiritual journey so that you could be who you are as Dr. Sam. You're not broadcasting, except for, I think, the TCT network over Christian broadcasting, but you are actually over non-Christian broadcasting, or I don't know, not non-Christian, but secular broadcasting. Yeah. Are you still getting that message across even when you're on Westwood, if I'm okay with mentioning that name, or Cumulus Broadcasting or iHeart, wherever you're broadcasting? How do you still get that message across without kind of beating people over the head with the Bible?
Well, I think my gift is, again, I hear people, I listen, and then I always see things for the obvious and the funny.
Yes.
You know, obviously – you're not that smart, but it's funny. You don't know you're not that smart. You know, as an example,
I hope that that's not what you.
Yeah,
that's
just an example. I love people and see them for who they are.
Yeah,
and my goal has always been on TV and radio. Mm-hmm. No matter how my guest is, whether I agree or disagree, my job is to always make them look good, but don't lie doing it. Mm-hmm. And I know, and a lot of times I've always said, if you can make people laugh. And they, once they trust you, you can say anything, and they gonna listen and take it in.
Interesting. So, you had a column, or have a column. You were in a magazine as well?
I was writing for Toledo Journal
and
for
a time
Pathway Magazine,
and
simultaneously for a little bit.
And on television and radio.
Television, radio. Yeah, I was writing two columns a week. Television week and radio every week for
that's
a good while.
That's the question. So simultaneously,
yeah.
You were doing
simultaneously. I was doing all of those for a few years.
Wow.
I had a lot to say.
Busy guy, I hope so. So what has been the response over the years from your listeners and those that have read your column?
Well, first of all, I'll give you two responses. The first one is always when I find out people have been listening to them that you don't know they listen to, especially my family. Mm-hmm. I love you. And they'll come and say, Sam, you know, I do that. I said, like, well, I've never seen you respond on social media, nothing. And that's a blessing, whether they listen or remark or not. I just thank God they listen. Because, again, when people listen to you, they trust you. And that's a big thing to me. The other thing, I get people that I don't know. That walks up,
feel comfortable,
and see me. Yeah, and say, hey, Dr. Sam, what's up, guy? And so one of my cousins, we was out walking in the park, taking a walk. Somebody stopped us in the middle of the park, and sometimes was so funny to me. You know, as I'm better at it now. I forget that people didn't see to feed my face and they hear my voice and they recognize me. Because when they come up to you, you're like, wait, hold up, I don't know you like that. So it's just been a tremendous response all the way around. And I appreciate all of it, bad and the good. And
that's awesome. And you've done some commercials as well.
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of
television commercials.
National commercials. Yeah. Quicken Loans. I've been on every network in Toledo and done a commercial. Most of them I did. They were solely geared around me. I remember Channel 13 years. They came and sought me out.
That was a campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a campaign called Just Give Me the News. And I still got all the video. They shot me all, you know, downtown out here with George Ballas, all different places. And I had a ball doing that, like make up my own commercial on the spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they did. They just said, man, forget the script because your ad-libbing stuff is so much better. We going to hit the button, say go, and you just talk. I had a ball, man.
That's awesome. You've had an interesting life.
I ain't going nowhere yet.
Oh, my goodness.
We still going.
this last portion always sounds like a funeral, so I thought I'd go there. But respectfully, the impact of ministry and the diverse outreach efforts and all of the things that you've shared with us, your personal beliefs and how you process your celebrity, as it were, and your spirituality and your spirit of service. Addressing all these things as we come to, close to the close of this program, take your time in answering this question. What would you like your legacy to be, and what do you think your legacy currently is?
First, what I like it to be is that was a man of God that did everything in his power. To fulfill his destiny and purpose, why he was above ground. Hmm. That's honestly what I want to be known, that I did everything I was supposed to, and I didn't leave nothing on the table, that God allowed me to be born to do. That's honestly what it is and what I want. Number two, as far as where I'm at now, I am in the middle of fulfilling that. And I want to say when I was in my 12 years old, I think first, God said, I'm going to introduce you to the world. But he never went a prayer. And he never told me how. He said, don't worry about that part. I was a young kid. I was about 12. He said, I'm going to introduce you to the world. And, I had spiritual, spiritual mom in the gospel. And she would always tell me, God is going to use you for every platform to not only just be a part of being the world, but affecting the world. And I look at other people and I would say, okay, like Martin Luther King affect the world. This person affect the world. I need to affect the world however I'm supposed to. But Jesus, you did pretty good.
Yeah.
So I've always looked at it. And
from a small place.
Yeah, from a small place. Because really, all you got to do is be in the right place.
That's
you
it.
Know, wherever you're supposed to be, going out from that, you're going to fulfill your destiny.
You're from Toledo.
I'm from Toledo.
And all the stuff that we talked about, you did. From Toledo.
From Toledo in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the television was up in Detroit.
That's right, yeah. That's so, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you touched over 100 million people over television from
about
Toledo.
12 years, 13 wow. years, 125 million live.
Wow. That's amazing. Live. So you could probably go to Chicago and somebody know who you are, or Charlotte, North Carolina.
I've been pretty blessed. I always tell people I live my – I lived my 20s and my 30s.
Yeah.
I was allowed to travel. I was doing all that stuff for a while. And just being led by God. Then I went to school. You know, I got a whole bunch of degrees. Mm-hmm. And even when I went to school, it was a strategic way of what I was supposed to do according to my destiny. Mm-hmm. And that's what I don't do anything that's not tied to what I'm, doing destiny. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a blessing, man. It really has. It's been a really blessing that God has allowed media. Mm-hmm. I haven't got a lot of kickback, and I'm controversial once in a while, but never really been.
Yeah.
Because, again, I think that's a tie to the fact that I can see both sides. Mm-hmm. I do not agree with that. I do agree with that, but I understand why you see stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And here is, because when the two most important things, let me say this without rambling, I always hate them rambling on, is trust and communicate. If you're a great communicator and people trust you, you're going to win. You're going to win all the time. You just are. And I thank God that part of it, I studied in school for communication, that I just became trustworthy because of my upbringing.
Awesome.
You know, we couldn't, be telling lies, all that type of stuff. I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's awesome. So I guess as we're nearing the end of the program for today, you have more work yet to do, it seems as though.
Lots of it.
You're not by any means done, but with your new media, I guess you're going to get back to writing, or you're already writing, as far as I understand, and going back on the air very soon. And you have the new added responsibility of the pastorate in the same church that you grew up in, or a version of it?
A version of it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. That's amazing. It's an amazing story. And I have a sneaking feeling it's not over yet, so we might have to have you back after you get back on the air.
No problem. And also, can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate Pastor Carl, who I'm talking to now, and all that he hooked up with me in 2016, to be exact. And I was, at that time, I was on radio already for about a year, because I got on radio 2015, but they wanted to be getting on in 13, but I got on 15. And he's been a very integral part of everything the Millett Media Group is doing, and myself, the Dr. Sam Show. And I just want to say I appreciate that, and I want people to know that, because he's not going to say it, so I'm going to say it for him. He's not going to say it, so I'm going to say it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sam. I appreciate that. I appreciate you joining us for the Voices of Legacy today. Our guest again is none other than the venerable Dr. Sam Ouellette, the host of The Dr. Sam Show. Did I get it right?
Yes.
The writer of the Ask Dr. Sam syndicated column and many, many, many other things. The assistant pastor at the historic, semi-historic, it's a version of Restored Church of the Bible Way here in Toledo. There's so much more that I think is in store for this gentleman. We thank him for his valuable time today, as we just kind of skimmed over his life and his legacy, legacy of listening, a legacy of service. Dr. Sam, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.